Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Sociology in the News. My name is Jordan.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Forrest.
And as we're reaching the end of January, some of you might know or heard the term dry January. So recently, a sociologist, Tressie McMillan Cotton, recently published on New York Times talking about how dry January is often associated with these binary ideas of either right, wrong, clean, dirty, and all these interesting ways we wouldn't think about it.
Have you guys ever participated in Dry January?
I'm actually participating now.
How's it going?
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, I did break it once to sing karaoke, and I did White With Arms Wide Open from Creed, in case you're
interested. Oh, I remember that. It was wonderful. Question.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a recording out there somewhere. But anyway, I felt like in that environment, I couldn't sing karaoke without like some liquid courage. So I did break my dry January. And as far as this binary goes, it felt like I had sinned or disappointed someone out there, the dry January gods, for breaking this oath or promise. So yeah, it was weird to it'd be so arbitrary and trivial, but since I had set up this binary of myself that I wanted to be clean this month, then I did kind of weirdly feel dirty the next day. And I'm going to try now. I have ask for forgiveness to whoever I needed to, and try to make it until
this
February
seems like a
1st.
Very big venting session.
Yes.
But I was there for your performance. It was great.
Thank you.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
So if when February comes around and people ask, did you complete dry January, mm-hmm. what's your response to that?
Yeah, that's a interesting point that she brings up, that it's like correlated with this type of clean living. And to be clean means like a almost like teetotaler, and you can't like have a night where you just kind of pause it. You know, it's like it's all or nothing, and I think that really, I would tell people I did participate, but I do feel like I would maybe need to make the caveat that like, well, I broke it once. You know, although I still went like 4 weeks and had
you'd probably try
once.
To. Yeah. Kind of explain why and try to make yourself sound less.
Right, because then they say, oh, karaoke, that makes sense.
Yeah.
There has to be a